begin the current daven sefts baba baster daven lamed vav begin the mouth begin test master begin with the words hachigers ben chanan just the gister ben chanan not like do we have in our gemara ochla orla shvius or klaim if he ate when it was orla or shmita or klaim have a chazaka it is a chazaka and begin near the reiker and that's how it seems to the reprimary mean not like do what the Rashbam says. Now, but Ari must be talking about obviously Shachlis Myris when he ate the vines, the branches. Obviously, the Paris itself was actually forbidden. That's obvious in the Greg Subdaf Ayin Tesson base. Now, the Mishnah teaches someone spends expenses on his wife's assets. Let's say he spent a lot, and he only consumed a little bit. Or he spent a little bit, and he consumed a lot. It doesn't make a difference. It's what he spent, what he consumed, he consumed. On the Gemara says, that Avir Yehuda Uvda b'chavilas Myris. He did such a story with the branches, the bundles of branches. But Yehuda l'tamei, and he goes according to his reasoning. He tells Amr Yehuda, he says, "Ochla arla shvius to climb. If you consume any one of these things, have a chazaka. It is a chazaka." So you see, like the gears that we have over here in our Gemara, that there was such a story that the husband gave to his animals from the nixim of his wife these bundles of these branches, and he only gave him. It means that if someone eats chazaka in one of these three things, it helps to make a chazaka by eating the branches. That's considered achilas shetasa, and therefore, so too the eating of nixi ishtai also would be helpful by achilas myris. Meaning, even though those years, meaning the pears are forbidden, but the myris are permitted, so you could make a chazaka. That's the same thing that he was also doing. The same thing as like he had an achila for his wife's things. So okay, it cancels itself out what he spent and what he consumed. And the ein lebed don't say the loyim garas halacha that no, the girsa should be over here ain a chazaka, like the way the Rashbam has it that these three things are not a chazaka. And so how miyashim the sugis because the husband of the achlas maris is when he consumed the branches of achlas peris is toma when he consumed the peris shein asum which are forbidden lakach leve chazaka there was not a chazaka. Because shloichol gedarach ha'echol, he didn't consume the way people normally do with something that's forbidden. No, don't say that because I'm kidding. That's the case. Avalei lasuya he da hasam nami hacham the ayib din chazaka. Because then the Gemara in our sugya should have brought also the words of Yehuda that chazaka in these years are effective, and to talk about that you ate the branches because that's really what we're talking about over here. What would help or not? So why wouldn't it bring that sugya over there? It's obviously that it's not two different sugyas. It's the same sugya and saying that. It's talking about the branches, and that we're saying that it is a chazaka. But then, since it's being said, here it sounds like okay, this myris vatzik liam, the branches and the wood from forbidden mixtures of saplings are permitted, as we're saying. The question is, ma'ishna mahadaminan beperikol shah. What's different than gemara b'sachem nafchavam beis tanush esik kuhu? If you have an oven that was heated up a klipa arla with the husks of a arla tree, a bekashin shaklai karem. Or if it was the straw of a forbidden, let's say, wheat plant in the vineyard. So he said, Chadash Yutatz, if it's a new oven, you have to destroy it because it was made with this forbidden source. Now, Machlad, the inference is that's true, that they're forbidden. But I thought the bark, it shouldn't be forbidden if it's not the pre. Ramina Mahasim, so the Gemara says, within the Chavim and Av, Klai Akarim, the forbidden mixture of a vineyard, Ikaran Neser. Their sources are forbidden, and so again you see that the trunk is forbidden. Now it says miu. However, holy kasha, that source is not really so difficult because you could say the karanester. Yeah, that the trunk is forbidden. Mishum nechsev ketzit in the pasuk demamcha beis hazera. So there you have a source specifically telling you that that's going to be forbidden. But in general, you could say that that it would not apply. But the other source is definitely difficult. You can say it's not. Dasam Ari, there is talking about Bezeru Mikaran, meaning Shenizra Hazroim Imnatias Hakerim Shagadlo Hazmoiris Beisr, that they were planted with the saplings so that they grew in the prohibited state. Then we say it's forbidden. Avahoch over here, Ayri b'zmayr shoy kfar gedoylim kaidim shenizu klayim. These branches, these vines were around long before these other mixtures were planted here. Sha'aysan einin esarim. So they don't become forbidden elkish shesiv masayim only when it adds on a ratio of 200. Gedom b'perik kal sholik, the Gemara says within the chafim and alav, b'perik kal basam, chodav kovetzayin, tezayin and alav. Zeru, if it's planted above and you're adding, you're planting something more. So ha'isa mesayim in. If it adds 200, yeah. Lo ha'isa mesayim. If it doesn't add 200, loy not. Mayri hacher. Too much as mayri is lo ha'isifu mesayim. It did not add a ratio of 200 to the branches. But pears ha'isifu, but the pears it did add. L'kach le'ab chazaka elu b'smayis. And therefore, it's not going to be chazaka with the pears, only with the branches. And the inter deichig, so that's not pushing it, because that's the norm. Shekoidim receiving the peris, masayim and azmiris. That first the produce have a ratio of 200 being added more than the branches. Lefish azmiris kvar haygedaylus kardesh is klein, because the branches, the vines were around before the planting of the forbidden fruits, and therefore it makes sense to have such a differentiation, and therefore the azmiris would be permitted, and the peris are going to be forbidden.